Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hey guys, salut à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 43, numéro 43. In this episode, we're learning some new vocabulary, and more precisely, bathroom vocabulary. Le vocabulaire de la salle de bain. We'll also do a little quiz at the end. As usual, it's easier if you have the cheat sheet in front of you, so make sure you download it first. It's free. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lesson's exercises, and it's also free. And talking about free, I'm running a free webinar in less than 2 weeks. It's called 5 Steps to Learn French Pronunciation, and in this webinar, I'll share 3 reasons why beginners struggle with this spoken French, so you won't, and 5 essential steps to learn or improve your French pronunciation. So if you are a beginner or a complete beginner and you want to learn or improve your French pronunciation, then this is for you. So pause this episode and go to mathildekin.com/webinar to view the times and register, or simply click the link in the episode notes. All right, now if that's done, then let's get started with our lesson. On y va. So let's learn some French words for the bathroom. La salle de bain. La salle de bain. La salle de bain. So please repeat after me. Répétez après moi. Le dentifrice. Toothpaste. Le dentifrice. Le dentifrice. La brosse à dents. Toothbrush. La brosse à dents. La brosse à dents. La douche. Shower. La douche. La douche. Le rideau de douche. Shower curtain. Le rideau de douche. Le rideau de douche. La baignoire. Bathtub. La baignoire. La baignoire. Le gant de toilette. Washcloth. Le gant de toilette. Le gant de toilette. Le savon. Soap. Le savon. Le savon. Le gel douche. Shower gel. Oh, gel. Le gel douche. Le gel douche. Le shampoing. Shampoo. Le shampoing. Don't pronounce the G at the end, okay? Le shampoing. Le tapis de bain. Bath mat. Le tapis de bain. Le tapis de bain. La serviette. Towel. La serviette. La serviette. Le porte-serviette. Towel holder. Le porte-serviette. Le porte-serviette. Le peignoir. Bathrobe. Le p noir. Le peignoir. Les toilettes. Toilet. Les toilettes. Les toilettes. Le papier toilette. Toilet paper. Le papier toilette. Le papier toilette. Or, you can also say PQ, as in the two letters, P and Q. PQ. Le miroir. Mirror. Le miroir. Le miroir. Le maquillage. Make-up. Le maquillage. Le maquillage. La brosse à cheveux. Hairbrush. La brosse à cheveux. La brosse à cheveux. Le peigne. Comb. Le peigne. Le peigne. Le sèche-cheveux. Hairdryer. Le sèche-cheveux. Le sèche-cheveux. Le fer à lisser. Hair straightener. Le fer à lisser. Le fer à lisser. Le rasoir. Razor. Le rasoir. Le rasoir. Le lavabo. Sink. Le lavabo. Le lavabo. Le robinet. Tap. Or faucet. I don't know how you say it. Le robinet. Le robinet. Le panier à linge. Laundry basket. Le panier à linge. Le panier à linge. Et voilà, we've got our 25 plus words for the bathroom. So now it's time for a little quiz. So I'll say the words in English first, then you have 5 seconds to translate them in French, then I'll give you the answer. Prêt? Ready? Number one, sink. Le lavabo. Makeup. Le maquillage. Bathtub. La baignoire. Hairdryer. Le sèche-cheveux. Soap. Le savon. Okay. Now we're doing the reverse. I'll say the words in French first, then you have 5 seconds to translate them in English. Ready? Le fer à lisser. Hair straightener. Le dentifrice. Toothpaste. Le tapis de bain. Bath mat. La douche. Shower. Le peignoir. Bathrobe. Woohoo! Done! How did you go? All right, so that's now the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and download your lessons exercises so you can practice what you've learned today. Also, just a reminder that if you want to know the steps that I recommend to learn or improve your French pronunciation, then head over to mathildekin.com/webinar to register for the free webinar. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.